This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3256 for Monday the 25th of January 2021. Today's show is entitled, Update, MS Teams, COVID-19, Raspberry Pi 400 Raspberry Pi 4 8GB CentOS. It is hosted by JWP, and is about 9 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, hey guys, just a short update, what's going with CentOS? Raspberry Pi 400 goodbye.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Good day. My name is JWP. I hope that you're having a great day. And I wanted to talk to you about some recent purchases and how my life's going and all these things. First, I live in southern Germany, so I'm adversely affected by the COVID-19 virus. They've locked down everything. And as a Texan, of course, while I do agree that masks and social distancing are important. Anytime you take my freedom from me without me having done something wrong, I get a little perturbed about this. So I'm in the middle of this, and it doesn't look like it's going away anytime soon. It's been going on since March of last year, and the German government continues just to take my freedoms from me at a record pace. So, and with work, it's been really, really interesting since COVID started in March. So we moved as a company completely to Microsoft Teams, and with all of the file sharing and stuff like this happened, and it really amped up my amount of work. And the work gives me a phone, and it has this Teams app on it. And so if somebody's changing a file at 2 o'clock in the morning, it lets you know. So eventually I had to just turn off the phone after, say, 10:30. I have to physically, the Android had a feature where it would automatically turn off at 10:30 and automatically turn on at 5:30. And so that we worked that out. But because of Microsoft Teams, we had a really good year. I probably had the best year selling things that I've ever had in the IT industry. So what has been going on? I have my little embedded farm downstairs, and I have my CentOS server farm at work, and these have been very interesting. And there's been I got two changes that happened to my little embedded farm of things. This thing called a Raspberry Pi 400 came, and I live in Germany, so I ordered the UK model. Now the UK model comes with a UK plug, but then it has a UK keyboard, which is really convenient for me because I'm an English speaker. And but it didn't come with a German plug, so I had to order an extra German plug. So I took it out of the box, and it came with a kit. It had a book. The first thing that I saw that was that it had the dual monitor plugs, and I set it up in the dual monitor configuration, and it worked well. I was able it was smooth. I could open up a OpenOffice file pretty quickly, and I installed Microsoft Teams, and it took 2 gigabytes of space, and it worked very well as well. Also, and then I uninstalled Microsoft Teams. I just wanted to see how it would work. So I would say that the 4 gigabyte PI-400 is very close to a, if you're looking for a light office kind of machine, that's definitely it. And so then I like the 4 gigabyte PI-4 so much that I went ahead and bought an 8 gigabyte, and I had previously bought an Alnon case, and it's a really nice case with a power button. And now they offer the same case with a M2 option and it has a fan and everything. And then so I ordered it from Banggood, and it came, and I put it together and put the 8 gigabyte in. And I have to say that 8 gigabyte is probably the most useful Raspberry or embedded thing that I've ever had. And I would say that if it had a hard drive, if it would boot, like my Nook, I have a 5 or 6 year old Nook now that's got a Celeron in it and 8 gigabytes of RAM, and I would say that the performance is pretty much on par. Now, granted, with the Celeron, I'm doing a full Ubuntu Focal on there. But I would say that it's a really good performer. So I mean, for $100, you could very easily have a cigarette pack size desktop thing that you could for sure do all of your office work and run Microsoft Teams and do all that stuff on with relatively little problem. I mean, the only thing would be that the hard drive, and you could even make that pretty high available if you had a extra SD card in case the SD card went bad. It's great hardware. I highly recommend both the PI-400 and the Raspberry PI-4 and the 8 gigabyte variant. With the CentOS, it's very interesting that the Red Hat and IBM changed the CentOS model. And I was looking around, and I haven't been able to find any real alternatives. So I don't really know what's going on with this. I didn't really understand the CentOS Stream thing. That it doesn't seem like the Stream is going to be the same plain vanilla Red Hat experience that I've been having with Cent all these years. And the developer version of the Red Hat that I was working, for some unknown reason, every time it went through like a change, like a number change, an incremental change, not a major shift change, that I would have to go in, see that my license was updated, and then download the ISO again and reinstall. And so that, even though I really liked the Red Hat workstation version, the free one, it still seemed that it was a pain. So I think really in the market now, the only alternative is to do the free Oracle Linux, which is a Red Hat clone, and they offer free for hobbyist licenses. If you really need a Red Hat thing to play with, that's probably the only way to go. I read somewhere that Scientific Linux is no more, and I also read in the press that there's going to be 2 or 3 more Red Hat clones, pure Red Hat clones, and so it's a shame that CentOS changed, that they did this. I'm sure that there's a reason, but in my professional life too, I have customers that the CentOS was so much like the Red Hat OS that it ran Red Hat application servers with SAP no problem and in the test environment, and they didn't have to pay for the licenses. So I can understand why Red Hat did it. It just seemed to be that it was costing them money probably. Guys, like I said, I've been really busy with work, and so I haven't had very many shows. I have been listening to some of the shows, especially like the gentleman from Louisiana. He has some very interesting topics about music and things like this. And of course, Ahuka is doing his all of his very high quality shows, and so I try to listen as much as I can. I'm hoping that this works well, that I can upload it and not have to send it to Dave Morris to get uploaded to the thing. Somehow it the HPR thing doesn't like my Microsoft account very much. All right, hey, be safe, be well. If you need to get in touch, it's jwp5@hotmail.com. Take care, be safe.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.